And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. Yeah, you caught me. I did the tagline wrong again. But here's the point I want to make. It doesn't matter if I get the tagline right. It doesn't matter if I get the tagline wrong. What really matters is the fact that you're here and the fact that you're trying to change your life, because what you're doing now for retirement, it's either working or it's not. I'm serious. It's either working for you or it's not working for you. So why is that so important? Because of the future. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. A lot of you are taking money that you earn and you're putting it into a 401k or an IRA or some other retirement vehicle. And in doing so, you've put your entire investment and retirement strategy on cruise control. You have. You've put it on cruise control. Now, I realize you're busy. I know you've got a lot on your plate where you work. I know you've got a lot on your plate with your family. I know you're trying to fit in some recreational stuff in your life. I know that you spend a lot of time commuting to and from the office. And for those of you that don't commute, you still spend a lot of time at the office because there's work to do, right? Because the majority of you have jobs where they expect you to be productive. They expect you to provide a return on investment that they're making on you, right? So In those cases, what I'm getting at is that if somebody like me tells you that what you're doing may not work, many of you just kind of take it with a grain of salt and you just go, hey, dude, I'm 40 years old. Retirement is not until I'm 60. And as a result of that, I don't have time right now. I don't have time for it. Okay, let me help you with something. Real estate doesn't take a lot of time. It does not take a lot of time. As a matter of fact, you'll likely spend more time listening to this radio show than you would spend evaluating a property that you want to buy to put in your portfolio. I'm serious about that. Now, some of you are saying, yeah, real estate, I got it. Okay, maybe it's not, doesn't take a lot of time, but at the end of the day, it takes a lot of money. I mean, I've heard that you got to have $1 million to make $1 million in real estate. It's absolutely not true. What is true is that you do have to have some money. In other words, you have to have some skin in the game. There's a reason for it. And the big reason for it is if you try and do some of these no money down systems, you over leverage yourself and you can put yourself in a situation where the investment doesn't make sense. Also, you may put yourself in a situation where the investment doesn't cash flow. And that's very important. Investments that you make need to cash flow. What does that mean, cash flow? It means they have to throw off cash. In other words, cash flows into your wallet, not your 401k's wallet, not your IRA's wallet, not your teacher plan wallet, your wallet, that same wallet that your spouse has access to. That's the wallet I'm talking about. Now, some of you are thinking, dude, I don't have any investments that flow into my wallet. And that's the point I'm trying to make to you. It means that you might be doing it wrong. I know you don't want to hear that everything that you're doing for retirement may be the wrong methodology. Consider that possibly it may not be the most effective way for you to get retired. For those of you in your 40s, remember when I said that? And I realize not everybody in the audience is in their 40s, but there is a big portion of you that are in your 40s. Your mindset might be, hey, I'm in my 40s. Retirement's not until my 60s. I got time to worry about that. When are you going to worry about it? Are you going to wait until you're 50? What if I told you retirement is not an age? What if I told you retirement's really a financial number? What if I told you that you could get retired in 5 years or less? That means all of you 40-somethings out there, take your current age, add 5 years to it. That number is probably smaller than your 60s, right? So why am I bringing this up? The reason I'm bringing this up is because America has, in my opinion, in Lifestyles Unlimited's opinion, a retirement problem. Everyone in America has some form of retirement problem. I'm going to give you demographic information that will help you understand a particular marketplace. Now, the demographic information that I'm going to give you is from a variety of sources. There's a reason for that. And the reason for it is one source doesn't always have all of the answers. So what I'm doing is I'm looking at multiple sources to get the information that I need. What I'm trying to paint for you, which is something that I've already painted for myself, is a picture of the marketplace that I'm going to present. So what marketplace are we going to focus on? We're going to focus on Houston, that little town in Texas on the coast that NASA, I think, likes to call home from time to time. So why Houston? Why Houston? Why am I focused on Houston? Why not San Diego? I mean, after all, San Diego is on a coast. It's in a state. NASA's not there, I don't think, but I know the Marines are there. So what's wrong with San Diego as compared to Houston? Well, they're both geographic areas, I'll give you that, but they both have different demographic information that impacts whether or not these are good places for you to invest. Now, some of you are thinking, but San Diego's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Yeah, but here's the problem with San Diego. When you understand the demographic information of San Diego and you overlay it on what makes sense for you as a real estate investor, what you will find when you do your research, and you have to do your own research. Don't take for granted anything that I share with you on this radio show, because maybe I get something wrong. I don't think I've gotten it wrong, but I could get it wrong. And I don't want you relying on information that I'm sharing with you. I'd rather teach you how to go get that information, and then you go get that information and you figure it out for yourself. Yeah, because at the end of the day, we are all free thinkers. And if we're going to be successful as real estate investors, we're going to need to analyze properties, analyze deals, and determine whether or not different marketplaces make sense for our real estate investing. Now, getting back to Houston. Houston is the place where Lifestyles Unlimited was founded. Yeah, it was founded back in 1990 by Del Walmsley. He's our founder and CEO. He's still very active within the organization. He's mentoring. He's educating. He's kind of renewed what he's been doing for the organization, and he's kind of come to the forefront because he really wants to help people make a difference in their life. And he kind of retired for a while and let some other people do some things on his behalf, but I think he found out that he missed it. So now he's back in the forefront. And I'll tell you, I appreciate it. I absolutely do. As a matter of fact, I had an opportunity to be mentored by Dell himself. I was looking at a multifamily apartment community, and I contacted Dell and I said, look, here's the particulars on the deal. And he called me. He literally called me like 2 hours after I sent him the information, and he said, let's go over this deal. So we went over the basic parameters of the deal. We talked about location. We talked about what the market's doing in that particular location. And he basically gave me some guidance as to how I should proceed. And it was great. It was absolutely great. Now, some of that information that Dell shared with me has nothing to do with the Houston marketplace, because I wasn't looking in the Houston marketplace. But I am knowledgeable about the Houston marketplace because it's one of those areas that I have looked at, and I have determined that it is viable for me should I want to do single family investments. Houston is a great place to invest in single family assets. Now, how do I know this? Even though I've not purchased a rental property in Houston, how do I know that Houston is a great place to invest my money? Because so many other Lifestyles Unlimited members have invested there. Yeah, there's something to following the herd mentality. But the problem with following the herd mentality is you have to know where the herd is going. If the herd is going off the edge of a cliff, it is not a good idea for you to follow them off the cliff. But if the herd is taking you to a watering hole, maybe that's the right way to go. Maybe you should follow the herd. So how do you know if the herd's going the right way or not? Education, knowledge, information. Okay, that's the segue there to get into a discussion on the Houston rental market. So the first thing I want to talk about are historical growth rates. And here's why. If a place is growing, it gives you greater opportunity to rent your product to great people. If a market is not growing, in other words, it's contracting, that may not be the right market for you to move into. So how do you determine this stuff? Well, here's a way to determine it. Census Bureau. Yeah, go to the Census Bureau. The Census Bureau gives you demographic information. Houston has consistently grown, driven by a strong job market, affordability, and no state income tax. The metropolitan area added significant population between 2010 and 2020, which supports rental demand. Now, some of you are going to stop right there and say, dude, really? That data is dated. That is so in the past. There have been several years that have occurred since that data was published. How come you don't have more current data, Al? Well, here's how the Census Bureau works. When the census is conducted is when the census is conducted. I don't control it. You don't control it. The government controls it. So where can we look to get additional information? Well, there are different sources out there. But before I give you different sources, let me give you some rental market trends from 2010 to 2020 that kind of correlate with the population growth. Rents grew at an annualized rate of 4 to 5% during that time period. Post-2020, the market saw a sharp uptick with single-family rents increasing nearly 10% year-over-year by April of 2022. And apartment rents jumped 11% year-over-year by early 2023. So we had a period during a pandemic where rents were increasing. Why was that occurring? Because people were moving out of high-cost areas and into low-cost areas. People were leaving places like New York and going to places like Texas. Houston gave people opportunity. As a result of that, there was growth in population and growth in rent rates. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the recent slowdown. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And what we're doing right now is we're giving you some market information. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want you to understand that when you understand particular markets, you make a decision as to whether or not those markets are viable for you to invest in or whether you should go look somewhere else. Now, going up to the break, I was giving you some demographic information that I got from the Census Bureau on population growths and on single-family rental market trends. And the majority of the data was from 2010 to 2020. And I know some of you are like, it's kind of like stale data, dude. I need some more current information. All right, I'm going to give you some more current information. Now, before I do, I'm going to tell you that spike in rental growth that we saw post-2022, I got that data from an entity called CoreLogic, who published it in 2022. And then they moderated the data by late 2023 as there was new supply coming online. Wait a minute, what do you mean, Al, new supply coming online? Well, what that meant was there were new housing stocks that were actually being built. And those housing stocks were available for people to purchase and live in. Now, some of those units, those new units that were built, were purchased to become rental units. People actually bought them and converted them immediately into rental property. So what does that mean? It means there's a little bit more competition for our product. Yeah, there's more competition out there. So what we saw was rental growth decline a little bit. In other words, it couldn't stay at that crazy 10% year-over-year increase that we saw in April of 2022. And the reason for that is, well, it was an artificial bump in what normally happens with Houston. But what I'm trying to point out to you is that Houston has stabilized. In other words, it's kind of gone back to its traditional growth rate of about 4 to 5%. Now, where can you get that data? I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to be stubborn. I'm not going to tell you. And here's why I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to teach you how to fish. Yeah, we're going fishing right now. In other words, I want you to be able to go out and data mine. I want you to be able to go out and get this information for yourself. And not only do you get the information, I want you to be able to analyze the information, and I want you to be able to absorb it. Yes, absorb it. Because if you decide that the Houston market is a market that you want to invest in, you need to understand the Houston market. And that's part of the reason I'm giving you all this information. Oh, and by the way, I'm not so stubborn after all, because I've been giving my citation sources. Yeah, I'm giving you who's giving me the data, so you can use these sources and check them out. See what kind of data you get from these sources. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So now you're back on board, right? All right. Let's talk about projected growth rates, because I kind of alluded to that, and I said that they were going back to normal. But here's what I found. According to the Texas Demographic Center, and they published this in 2024, they said the population growth is projected to grow at 1 to 2% annually through 2025, driven by economic resilience and infrastructure investments, which will impact single-family rental demand favorably. Now, their number is 1 to 2% annual growth through 2025. So that indicates that the growth has kind of slowed down. I mean, it was chugging along at 4 to 5%, right? And then it spiked. It got up to like 10% in 2022. And now it's kind of slowed down. It's kind of like a wave that still kind of is coming up to shore, but there's a little bit of an undercurrent pulling it back out. And now what we're waiting for is the wave to come back up. We're waiting for everything to balance back out. Now, if the population growth is projected to only grow 1 to 2% annually through 2025, and again, that is demographic information I got from the Texas Demographic Center. So qualify the data yourself. If you don't believe the data that they're putting out, question it. You can call these entities and you can have a conversation with them about their data. And I think these entities are very interested in supporting their data. They would love to have a conversation with you. Now, how do you get a hold of the person that's doing all the data mining? I don't know. That's part of your research, though, right? That is part of your research. All right, let's talk about single-family rental market forecast, because if the population growth is projected to go up by 1 to 2% annually through 2025, how does that translate into rent growth for that particular marketplace? Now, this is according to Marcus and Millchap, and this is in their 2025 forecast. Now, Marcus and Millchap, they primarily do data that impacts the multifamily markets, but a lot of the data that they put out regarding the multifamily markets also applies to the single family markets. You will learn this as you start to analyze data. I'm serious. So what does Marcus and Millchap say? They say rent growth is expected at 3 to 4% annually through 2025 to 2026, potentially raising median single family rents from a median price of $1,875 effective April of 2024 to $1,950 or possibly $2,000 per month by 2026. So Marcus and Millchap, with all of their research that they've done, they're indicating that rents are going to go up 3 to 4%. Why do I keep saying that over and over and over again? Because this is one of the ways that you will increase the value of your property, is by increasing the rent. If the rent is able to be raised and the market supports the rent raise, you can raise the rent. Now, you also have to understand that you may have some associated expenses that could possibly go up also. Your insurance could adjust and it could go up. Your taxes could adjust and they could go up. So how do you control those things? Well, one way with insurance is you shop your insurance every year. Even though the insurance company you're with gave you a great deal for the current insured year, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to give you the best deal or the best coverages in the next year. So shop around. You may get a better deal. What about property taxes? How do you protect your property taxes from going up. Well, since this property is in a place called Texas, one of the things that you can do in Texas is you can protest your property taxes. And by protesting your property taxes and winning, you can potentially drive those property taxes down. This is important because what you're doing is you're controlling expenses while increasing the rents. And when you do that, your cash flow will increase, thereby putting more money into your pocket and thereby putting more value into the overall asset. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right. What about things like vacancy rates? I mean, aren't you concerned that property, it just sits there and it sits there and it sits there vacant and nobody wants to rent it? A couple things you should be doing along the way. As you go through the rehab process, you need to have that for rent sign out front. Now, I realize the property is not ready to be rented. However, people that are looking for rental property have differences in their move-in dates. Some people are looking for property they need to be in like tomorrow. Some people are looking for property that they need in a month. Some people are looking for property that they need in more than a month. So your prospects have varying needs in their housing requirements. So what we have our members do, and you can do this too, is we have them market their property as soon as they take title to the property. Even though the property is nasty and dirty and it's distressed, we put pictures in the front window of what the property will look like when the renovation process is complete. So people aren't stupid. They can drive by a property. They can see a for rent sign in the front yard. They can see pictures posted in the front window, and they can see maintenance crews going in and out of the property doing work on the property. They know that there's a property that's in bad condition that is about ready to come on the market as in good condition. What do you want that prospect to do? Wait. You want that prospect to make contact with you as soon as that prospect discovers the property and indicates in their own mind that this is something that they're interested in. You want to make that contact immediately. And here's why. You might wind up leasing that property before that property even is completed. I'm serious. It happens all the time to Lifestyles Unlimited members. They get their property leased before the property is ready to be occupied. And the people that they're leasing to, they're fine with it. They're totally fine with it because they know they're going to get the nicest property in the neighborhood. And you know what? They're willing to pay the appropriate rent for the nicest property in the neighborhood. Now, we don't overimprove our properties. In other words, when I say the nicest property in the neighborhood, it means it's as good and maybe just a teeny weeny weeny bit better than the best properties that already exist in that neighborhood. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right. What else can I share with you? Oh, I was going to talk to you about vacancy rates. That's right. So what are vacancy rates? It is a historical time measurement of how long your property may sit vacant when you're trying to lease the property out. Now, in 2022, the vacancy rates, according to Rent Cafe, were approximately 32 days during peak season. And by 2023, the rates rose slightly, but remained low due to strong demand. And that's according to CoStar, and they published that report in 2023. I don't have any data for 2024, but here's what I do have. I have data from 2025. And as of early 2025, vacancy rates are stable at 5%, supported by demand from young professionals and families despite new single-family rental construction. And that's according to Yardi Matrix, quarter one of 2025. So 5% vacancy. Should you be worried about a 5% vacancy rate? Well, if you do, as I suggested you do a few minutes ago, you're going to wipe out that vacancy rate. You may have maybe a couple days, you might have a week. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but you will shrink that vacancy rate time down dramatically if you just do things the way we teach you to do them when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. What about the historical rent growth rate? Well, pre-2020, single family rent growth averaged 4-5% year over year, with median rents at $1,500 to $1,600 by 2019. That's according to Zillow historical data. In 2020 through 2023, again, rents rose nearly 10% year over year, by April of 2022, reaching 1742, according to CoreLogic, with an 11% increase for three-bedroom homes over a three-year period. That's according to Zumper. By April of 2024, median single-family residence rents stabilized at $1,875, according to Yardi Matrix. And as of April 2024, and again, this is by Yardi Matrix, the median single-family rent remains at $1,875, indicating a slight cooling off from peak growth in 2022. So what does that mean? It means rents are still going up. As a matter of fact, Marcus and Millchap forecasts potentially pushing median single-family rental rents to $1,900 to $2,000 by 2026. The future is bright for Houston. I just received information on a property that's available for purchase. Now, Moon sent this to me. Moon is one of the Lifestyles Realty teammates. Lifestyles Realty is a sister company to Lifestyles Unlimited, and they work exclusively with Lifestyles Unlimited members. There's specific arrangements that are out there. And for our members that want to have exclusivity to the Lifestyles Realty team, they can opt for certain membership programs that create that relationship. And I just happen to be one of those guys that opted for that type of membership that gives me that relationship. So I get something called deal flow. In other words, I get deals coming into my inbox, whether I ask for the deals or not. And this is a deal that Moon sent me. And this is a pretty neat little deal. And it gives you an idea of what's going on in the Houston marketplace. Now, this particular property was built in 1995. Now, the majority of stuff that we tend to see coming on the market for us to buy as Lifestyles Unlimited members are older properties. But this is a newer property, so it really caught my eye. And more importantly, the property, when all fixed up, is worth $208,500 in the marketplace. But Moon indicated that we can buy it for $73,000. That's like 35 cents on the dollar. Now, it's going to take a lot of rehab. This thing's in pretty bad shape. It's going to take almost $80,000 worth of rehab. It's going to take about $10,000 worth of closing and holding costs. But when we inject $22,000 of our own money into this deal, remember I told you, you've got to have capital to deploy. We're going to put $22,000 of our own money into this deal. We're going to capture almost $46,000 of additional equity. That's going to give us $68,000 worth of total equity in this property when everything is said and done. That's a 207% return on capital gains. That's like tripling our money. When you put $22,000 into something and it returns an additional $46,000, you're tripling your money. Cash flow on this property comes in at $205 per month. When you annualize it, that's $2,460 annualized. That's like giving yourself almost a $2,500 a year raise. See, this is how we change our lives, by putting that cash flow into our own wallets. Now, your cash on cash return works out to be 11.2%. So you're getting 11.2% return on investment just on the cash on cash. You're tripling your money in the equity participation. And then when you factor in the different ways we make money in real estate, there's natural appreciation, there's principal pay down, there are the tax advantages that protect the cash flow that you're making by producing depreciation write-offs that you use to write off against the income that you make so that you don't pay taxes on the income. Pretty cool stuff, right? What if you own that property and you just decided to own it for a year and a day and sell it? How much would your rate of return be? Your combined rate of return on that asset would total out to be about 110%. 110% return on investment. Pretty cool stuff, right? Pretty cool stuff. So why is it only 110%? Well, because there are costs of sale. There's other things that have to be factored in there. And you only held the property for a year. So you only got the benefit of 1 year's worth of appreciation growth. And you only got the benefit of a year's worth of depreciation write-off. You only got the benefit of a year's worth of principal pay down. So some of these ways that we make money in real estate, they need a little more time to season. So what if you held this property for 2 years? What would your return on investment be then? It would jump up to 162%. Oh, that's a better number, isn't it? What if we held it for 3 years? 215%. What if we held it for 4 years? 270%. And what if we held this asset for a total of 5 years? You would make a 327% return on total investment just by putting $22,000 into that deal. When you sold the deal 5 years later and you paid all the costs associated with selling the property to include real estate commissions, you will have turned $22,000 into $94,000. This is how we make a difference in our lives. This is how we make a difference for our families. This is how we get to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that expo event, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.